And we're back here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus. Dr. Stephen Higgs from the Biosecurity Research Institute on the line with me. We talked a little bit about the tour that Governor Kelly took at the facility yesterday, but we're going to progress to some of the research that's been going on. And we were talking in the break, you know, science sometimes takes a bit of time to make happen. Research isn't always the quickest thing in the world, but we were talking about Dr. Jürgen Richt's research and just in general, the research going on at the BRI is moving pretty quickly.
Yes, it is indeed. So one of the good things was that K-State realized that a facility like the BRI, we can't just close it down and then turn the lights back on and immediately start. So we never really shut down. We had employees here all the time, keeping the place operational, safe, and secure. And the institute said that research on SARS-CoV-2, on COVID-19, was mission critical. So I have to say, everybody pulled out all the stops. So the Institutional Biosafety Committee, the Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee, they met specifically to review projects and get protocols approved so that we could do that work. And both Jürgen and myself had applied to get the virus. I don't think we could have started the research any more quickly than we did. We just leapt right into it with all the right approvals. So Dr. Richt has done some very important studies and is continuing to do more studies here. As you know, he's the Regents Distinguished Professor here at K-State. And this virus, let's be honest, has taken us by surprise. We don't know everything about it. And sometimes you feel you know nothing about it. That certainly seemed to be the case at the beginning. And we need to know transmission cycles of this virus. Some relatively basic information, but not simple to obtain in terms of the data production. So Dr. Richt initially did studies with pigs, and they could not be infected. And then there have been various stories of cases where companion animals have proven to be infected. So, you know, you need the data. And so Dr. Richt has done several studies on cats. It's about to be published, so which is why I can talk to you about it. And he was talking about it yesterday to Governor Kelly. Cats are susceptible to infection. They don't show symptoms, but they do shed the virus, apparently. So how that will be taken into consideration in terms of potential threats to people is yet to be developed, but he's produced, some critical data to improve our knowledge on this. And then his other studies, or some of his other studies, are looking at small animal models. Mice are really not good models for this virus, even though you think of them as a standard laboratory animal. So he's been working with hamsters. We need small animal models that can be used for developing vaccines, testing diagnostics, and so forth. And he has told me that these hamsters are actually a very, very good model for the virus, for this SARS-CoV-2 virus. They get infected, and so you can then develop technologies to use them to test the diagnostics of vaccines, maybe the therapeutics. We've got people working on other aspects of this virus. We've got Waithaka Mwangi, who's got an agreement with Tonix Pharmaceuticals. I think you've talked about that on the show, for vaccine development. And then there's JC Chan, who does not work at the BRI, who's got a license for antiviral compound. So there's lots of work going on here at K-State in Manhattan on this virus.
And you said that we won't get too in deep with the details of the study until it's published, of course, but you mentioned cats can shed the virus. And, you know, thinking back, I do recall that tiger that got a ton of news that it tested positive. When you're looking at these cases or the ability to transmit I recall from the story earlier that they were looking at the virus reproducing within the mosquito. Is that sort of what you're looking at to be able to see transmissibility within animals?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly what we're doing. And I have to mention, Jamie Henningsen was here yesterday with Dean Bonnie Rush from College of Vet Med. Lots and lots of testing of human samples is being done here at the Biosecurity Research Institute. Jamie's the director of the Vet Diagnostic Lab. So we're covering all the ground, and Governor Kelly was very interested and talked at some length about that.
Wow. And when can we anticipate maybe seeing this publication from Dr. Richt? I know that there's some processes and steps that science has to go through before that happens, having done – maybe not submitted any yet, but begun some studies myself.
Yeah. So there is actually a link. There is – publications now have some requirements to post things online before they're actually published. So there are some data available. I would have to send you the link, or if Dr. Richt is listening, he can send you the link directly.
All right. I'll reach out to you for that. And we're just about out of time. There's so much more we could talk about here. But before we let you go, I know you wanted to give some props to some folks that work at the Institute.
Yeah. Well, I was listening at 6 o'clock this morning. I know it's you celebrate birthdays, and one of our employees, Mark Minahan, I think, has a birthday today. And then Dave Lewis said it was Zucchini Day. Is that right?
I think it was leave some zucchini on your
both.
Neighbor's porch day.
Both.
Yeah. Well, we have an employee, Greg Mahler, here, who I think is supplying us with all the zucchini we could eat in a lifetime at the moment. So thanks to him.
My address is anonymous.
There you go. Dr. Higgs, thanks for calling in. We're going to have to get out of here. If you missed any of this, check it out, newsradiokman.com. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks, Nick.